JCA monitoring.
3 JCA KO4 PXB. 1 Richard.
Morning, Lloyd. You're up early this morning.
So it's been a long night. My daughter's not feeling well, so she's pretty much been up since probably about 2:30 in the morning.
We keep her in our prayers, sir. She got just like the flu or something, or just a 24-hour virus, or is it something a little bit more serious?
No, the pediatrician just threw the generic virus out there. She had a fever for the last couple of days, but now with no medicine on board, was cool as a cucumber. So she's definitely doing a lot better. She just has a lot of mucus and drainage and stuff like that. But other than that, she's definitely turning around because, like I said, with no medicine on board when she got up at 2:30, she was definitely cool as she could be.
Yep, I understand that, sir. Well, like I said, I will keep you in our prayers, and we pray that she for a speedy recovery.
Okay, especially since yesterday, my wife mentioned, she said when obviously the meds wore out, she went up to 104 fever. But like I said, it's kind of odd after a day turnaround that, you know, now it's definitely normal. And like I said, she's, according to what they said, that she's had this like 3 days we're going.
Well, 30 years ago, they thought that was like a serious, you know, episode there when you had a temperature that high and getting you in the tub and packing you full of ice and getting your body temperature down.
And if it goes pretty much any around the close to the 105, then that's when they say, you know, to say something, because they said the way the body works, that high fever actually kills off the virus and stuff like that, because it can't, you know, fend off, you know, that extreme temperature.
I guess they have a better understanding now, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, God will take care of us if we put it in His hands and so forth like that.
We appreciate it.
Happened to roll over. My dogs were whining this morning, wanting some food earlier than normal. And so Ashley just fed them, and she laid back down. She's going to get up at 5:30, and Sally's over here sound asleep. We're trying to sleep, even though I'm talking on the radio.
It's always definitely a very careful thing to have to do, because I'm still on the little, that Indutone into the end. So at some point in time here, I'm going to be investing in the 991A, and just prior to that, definitely find it, got to get a way to get an antenna up so it'll have means of the better frequencies to use.
A 9-band trap vertical, disguise it as a flagpole.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that, but that. I thought I saw that before, that it requires a good bit of ground radio, doesn't it?
The one's out there, but you know what? That's easy to do. You've got a little plate that you put at the base around the piping that it goes in, and then you actually can take a knife and score the ground and put your radios down inside and put one of those staples every so often and tack them down to the ground, and then just kind of fill the hole up with some, and then it's just like underneath the grass. You make sure you put enough staples so that the lawnmower doesn't grab the wire and pull it.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that due to the fact that I've already got a flagpole, you know, out front.
It's time to replace that one for a more efficient transmitting one.
Just a rough idea of what the name of that and what the cost of it is.
And of course, they do have antennas out there that you could probably, you know, put through a tuner and tune it. I know that, when I lived in base housing, I lived in a duplex unit, and the gutters on the back side of the house were the full length of the unit, separated right where the two duplexes would normally be split. So, but yet they were real close to touching, so I took a piece of quarter-inch fiberglass, plexiglass, and wedged it between the two and attached it so that it would not fall out. And then I put coax using two self-tapping sheet metal screws up to each side of the metal gutter, run that down into the house, and used a tuner, and I used the gutters as my antenna.
Definitely, so there's a lot of ways around that. What the what bands does that flagpole antenna cover?
You can get them at different ones, I believe, but I think it's basically like 80 through 20 or 80. It might be 80 through 10.
Stephanie, I appreciate it. I'll definitely look into it. Because I got, on the side of my yard, I've got, if I continue further on down, just running it further down, you know, I've got a good bit of trees that are definitely long length, but they're not very high and up in the air.
I was seeing what I can find here. Okay, here we go. It's, if you look it up, it's HOA flagpole antenna, and I'm trying to see what frequencies it goes. This one says no guy ropes needed, and it's for 160 to 6 meters.
I appreciate it. I'm looking up the same thing.
Yeah, this one is doesn't require radios or guy ropes. It's by GrayLinePerformance.com was the one that I just popped up.
I appreciate it. I'll definitely look for something to that effect, and I'm definitely going to venture and build a 2-meter and 70-centimeter J-pole. I want to definitely venture and try that.
When I just Googled a flagpole vertical antenna. I also found another one that's a 16-foot HF vertical antenna with no radials. And it it says 160 to 6 meters, and it's like $850 is the price on it. I didn't find the one on the other one. But they range anywhere from like $800 up to $1,500 from what I can see so far.
As I said, this is not a cheap hobby.
Another one I just stumbled across on, it's on eham.net. But like I said, if you type in the Google words, flagpole vertical antenna, there's one by 05. It's a 30-foot, 10 to 80-meter vertical flagpole. And from when you click on it and you look at the picture, looks like the guy's got it mounted in his yard, and he took like a couple of 4x4s, cut them like 2 foot long, and created a box and put, it looks like gravel or something at the base of the antenna to make it look pretty. And he's got a small flag at the very top. Doesn't have to be a big flag. And it looks very well disguised.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that. And I definitely want to be able to further use the general license and learn more and enjoy it.
Not that you mean there, so. Well, enjoy your 991 Alpha when you get it, or, and so forth like that. That's kind of been on my dream list, too, but my friend Jerry, N4JBM, was over one day, and we were joking, and we told my wife I was going to buy the Yaesu FTX 101 something DMP, but it's like a $5,000 base radio, and I thought she was going to shoot Jerry. She told him that he talked to me. She, or he told Sally that he talked me into purchasing that radio.
It's KO4PXB. There's definitely no amount of begging for forgiveness spending $5,000.
Trust me, I mean, my brother told me a long time ago, a happy wife is a happy life, so I'm trying to do that. So, alrighty, Lloyd, I'll let you get back to doing that. I just threw my call out. I was up. So, glad you're doing okay, sir. Hope your daughter's doing better. Let your wife sleep there. Definitely want her in a good mood, right? So, alrighty, sir. KA3JT will be clear on your final.
Please have a great day. Please be careful. Another saying to that is, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. If daddy ain't happy, nobody cares.
Real quick before I go, too, there's another one. I guess it's called the W5NOR. W5NOR. It's .org. And it's under presentation and it's under flagpole antenna. But it's a disguised flagpole antenna that was by a guy named Albert Parker, N4AQ. But like I said, if you go to the N5NOR, NovemberOscarRomeo.org page, under presentations, and then under flagpole antenna, nice little article.
Check that out. Appreciate the information.
All right, 73's KA3JCA.